Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. This is it's November 1st, not November 20th yet. I guess you could say we're on the road to November 20-something. My God, here we are. It's November 1st. We're talking AEW Dynamite. We got a big weekend this weekend with the WWE Crown Jewel Show. I'll be doing a post-show on Saturday afternoon. Following weekend, UFC. We've also got AEW Full Gear coming up this month. Just a ton of stuff. And we're so glad that you're here with us. Leave a thumbs up on this video as I get the hiccups at the start of the show, as if anything else couldn't go wrong. Leave a thumbs up on this video. If you want your question or statement read on the air, you can get your humper chats or super chats in, as our great moderator Luis has here. You can get in the humping mood over at humperchats.com. As I indicated earlier, that is not a place to find hot, sexy singles unless they are chatting about this show, in which, yeah, that's definitely a place where you could find them. Humperchats.com, that's our Streamlabs platform. And Super Chats here on YouTube.com/Fightful. In addition to that, here on YouTube.com/Fightful, we got interviews with Heath Slater on Friday, Titus O'Neil on Tuesday. Both members of Slater Gator joined us. We also had Tama Tonga last week, Larry D ahead of his retirement match, Hyann, just a ton of stuff in addition to lots of other videos. As always, FightfulSelect.com is where you can support us directly. But we got Alex Pawlowski. He's over there talking a bunch of trash on FightfulSelect.com with regularity. Alex, how you doing?
Hello?
Did I break up, Alex?
Did I lose you?
Did I break up?
Are you still here with me?
My God.
Am I still here with you?
I am.
You broke.
Is it my connection?
That you broke up, I broke up, okay. We both broke up. Perhaps like a tag team in WWE, we're about to break up. I don't know if it's it's okay. So, this Saturday, Kate and I will be doing our usual. I don't watch the Saudi show, but Kate does. And then she tells me what happened, but along the way, she's going to lie to me a few times, and I have to see if I can spot the lie. Those are really, really popular over on Fightful Select, so tune into that on Saturday. That should be a lot of fun.
Very excited for that show, to hang out with you guys. But hey, we've already got some super chats here. Bako5 says, the crowd sucked as hard as the UofL Cardinals. There were a couple of reactions that I kind of liked, but they didn't move tickets very well for this show. And, you know, last year I was very excited because a lot of shows started to come around the Kentucky, Cincinnati area. And I get the feeling it's going to be a while before we see them come back after. Well, OK, from the AEW side of things, WWE tends to do well. And they just announced February, 3 miles up the road from me here in Lexington. I'm going to see if I can't get some people in studio that week. But Not a great crowd, not great ticket sales, anything like that. Darren Walker says, any news on Dante and Mark Quinn? Nearing returns. It's just, what does that mean in AEW? Because I had reported 2 months ago that Thunder Rosa was ready to come back, and they haven't had her come back. So what does that really mean? I don't know.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't know.
We've got storyline. Did I just cut out again?
I don't know if it's you or me, but that's the thing.
My God.
You're good or I'm bad or what? What's going on? I don't know.
People let me know. Yeah, they said this time it was Sean. My God.
Hey, so Luis, why don't you go ahead and send me the Super Chats document just in case Sean winks out of existence? At least I know where we're headed. Okay, good.
I'm going to do that in the private chat right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, somebody asked if we're at Kate's apartment for her terrible internet. Oh, awesome. I am going to... it's bad. Terrible. My connection is not great tonight. I don't know what the deal is. I need to fire up the old Nord, I think. Yep. But you know what?
Yeah.
Speaking of, while I rectify that situation. There is no product that we promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Another thing I've learned about Nord is the ability to watch football games without having to get Red Zone. You can switch in between whatever local area that you want. That way you don't to pay. Yeah, yeah. Denise told me that her husband actually does that a lot. And then I was like, oh, well, That's what I'm going to do, because I hadn't even considered doing that.
That's great.
Nord truly just has so many uses. But KJ says, storyline-wise, does it telegraph the end of Full Gear's main event and guarantee that MJF will retain against Jay White because he goes into World's End as champ? Possibly, yes, but this story has very much just been a story of MJF saying this out loud, and he barely says it out loud anymore, Alex, which I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of glad that he hasn't been.
Yes, I am too, but I do believe the company needs to announce something or make it part of the storyline again, because it was the biggest thing in the company early on in his title reign. And if, like, he, as a lot of us suspect, if he signed a contract behind closed doors a couple of months ago for an extension, like that, make it the part of the story, or eliminate it from the story by making an announcement about it. I like the idea of it coming back up again. The idea being, if he goes into if he leaves at World's End the champion, he's staying. But if he leaves at World's End not the champion, we don't know, kind of a thing. There might be some drama to it there.
So you're saying they need to announce it, Alex?
Yeah, I think that might be good.
So Joel Pearl of In the Weeds here on Fightful said that they basically made a list of the Tony Khan announcements. It is, we will hear from.
Yeah.
It is, has an announcement, has an important announcement, has, you know, a big announcement, or has a huge announcement.
Huge announcement.
This was important. Middle of the road, so important. To speak. Jordan McClure says, tonight's announcement felt more like drink more Ovaltine from A Christmas Story. Yeah, it did. It did. The announcement was that FightfulSelect.com is now available for annual memberships for just $54 a year. That is over 1 month off. $5 a month. $5 a month is dirt cheap anyway for all the exclusive news that you could possibly want, plus 40 plus podcasts.
Yeah.
And now you can only get away with paying $54 a year. You can say, hell, you know what? I returned some crappy game to GameStop. What am I going to do with this? Well, you'd have money left over if you did that. That much I'll tell you with games these days. Mm-hmm. FightfulSelect.com, where we also reported that Tall Paul was going to be Jericho's partner. But no, his announcement was that All In tickets are going to be on sale December 1st, and you can sign up for them now.
Was it also the date, or had that been like locked down before?
That, I mean, he just announced...
Just the tickets?
The date and the sign up.
It was okay. I mean, listen, here's the deal. I did not think this was going to be a earth-shattering announcement, some kind of crazy thing. Hey, like, we're getting a streaming deal, and we're gonna if they were gonna do that, that definitely would have been a huge announcement. Once you figure out what the little the codes are for how big things are going to be, you know that important announcement just means this is information it would be good to have. Maybe it's not a big thing at all. So I wasn't really all that offended by it.
Yeah. I mean, there are people who are going to faux outrage over it, because if there's one thing that people in, you know, wrestling Twitter love to do, it's pretend to be upset about things that don't really matter that much. Yep. And, it was just announcing the tickets. Metal Hot Bob Houston, which is a great name, says, Tony Khan's announcement was laughably bad. This promotion is in full panic mode right now, and it shows. WWE has said nothing, and they're desperate. Well, they are not in full panic mode. No. I think what they're doing, like, especially with adding the Omega MJF thing, it's like, you know what? We should probably get some asses in seats and some eyes on the TV screen. And that's what you should be doing. You should never
go
full CM punt on people and just give up to football.
Yeah.
This could have been a press release. I mean, granted, it's one that people would have accused me of being on the payroll for tweeting about, but still.
Yes, you're on the payroll for both shows. You're like that old
wish I was.
Is Yojimbo, the samurai movie Kurosawa film where you're getting paid by both sides in a war and working for both sides against each other? That's what you're doing. For a fistful of dollars, that's you. Clint Eastwood in an old spaghetti western.
Yeah. JP says, I heard you talk about how AEW was not on the trail of marketing. It's really weird that TK was on Pittsburgh radio with Madden this week. He clearly bent the knee, but it was just a weird thing. They've fed some people to Madden in the past, but what a worthless nerd Mark Madden is. Mm-hmm. Just an absolutely miserable human being. Meet Normus says, someone in my building already has a Christmas tree up, giving John Moxley and Swerve the address. Oh my gosh. So we're going to ask Luis to group all of the MJF stuff. That way we can streamline this program. So we're going to start with Orange Cassidy defeating Claudio in an absolute slapper of a match, a phenomenal international title match. Now, we'd sort of, removed ourselves from this era of just absolute slapper Orange Cassidy international title matches. But that's because of the John Moxley to Phoenix to Orange Cassidy situation that unfortunately unfolded. But what we got here was a couple of guys who were categorically different but had great chemistry. And I don't know if you saw the video that they did earlier today, Alex, with Claudio. Ooh, my God. Claudio talking. He's such a good promo. And he was basically like, you know what? A lot of people had preconceived notions about Orange Cassidy. He's like, if you have that preconceived notion, that is on you, because he did the work. He showed how much he cared about that title. And that's what makes him so dangerous, is how much he cares about that title. And I want to be the one to take that from him. It was a phenomenal promo and a kick-ass match, even before we got to the end of all of
it. Yeah, it was great. Claudio is a surgical monster. Like, he will just with absolute precision and efficiency, he will destroy you. He doesn't do it for show. He doesn't do it extravagantly. He just tosses you everywhere he needs to. Like, he's able to steady himself against your biggest shots and keep on coming. He's so great at wrestling this particular style. I'm totally into this version of Claudio, this take no prisoners tweener guy, because there's a lot of really cool stuff with him, and Orange just doing amazing Orange stuff. But the big thing for me was a great finish. Protected Claudio a lot, and then we got to see just murderous Moxley, which is
John Moxley.
Just Moxley.
So he showed up after the match, after Orange Cassidy won, and Orange Cassidy darted towards the ring. And I love that Orange Cassidy is sort of an unseasonable instigator here as well, like bumping Moxley's shoulder last week and charging the ring to Moxley today, only to get thrown down. I love how much Orange Cassidy loathes John Moxley.
Yeah.
I love it, because for Orange Cassidy, like, he held that title and battled through injury. And as soon as John Moxley won it from him, he effectively couldn't get it done because of an injury. Whatever you can say. But I mean, that's how I'm sure the character actually looks at it. Mm-hmm. Maddie Nice says, I know Claudio was on the radio and Jeff Jarrett was on TV here. They also sent Paul White. Listen, I tried to do some promotional stuff for them as well, because a lot of my stuff gets picked up here in Kentucky. They can do a lot better.
Yeah.
Orion Ben says, how is OC still walking and upright? His pace has just been incredible. He is in the running for in-ring wrestler of the year in the Fightful Awards, I would have to believe. But Moxley wants the title back at Full Gear, and that is absolutely a pay-per-view match.
This is the kind of amazing stuff that is very low key, because it's kind of where I come from with the world of performing as a stage actor for so many years before I got into this. But the dynamic of Claudio, disappointed that he lost to Orange, letting Moxley get out all of his frustrations on Orange Cassidy. And then security comes in, and Claudio's like, no, you're not going to stop my boy from doing this. Dumps the gut-wrench suplex one guy over the top rope. Then he picks up Moxley and says, okay, you're done now. I'm not going to let you get thrown in jail for beating a man to death. And he just, he paces between Moxley and Orange. Moxley still wants to beat on Orange, but Claudio will not let Moxley's demons get the better of him. Not tonight. So finally he allows Mox to leave, and then Claudio follows. There was a really cool dynamic between Claudio and Moxley as friends that I love how subtle that was done.
Meet Normus's OC is actually what a breakneck pace looks like. Yeah. And during the match, we had Yuta and Hook both get ejected. Backstage, they argue. Looks like they're setting up a little bit of something there, and I think that's good. Yuta is a person that you want Hook working with, especially as I mean, listen, at this point, Hook should be wrestling probably a lot more than he is, because, gosh, I think that he's been... Gosh, I feel like he's been wrestling in the ring for 2 years now. He's only had 40 matches.
Yeah,
like you got to get him wrestling more than 20 times in a year at this point.
Hook versus Yuta, and Hook versus Claudio. Get me Hook in there versus Claudio. Like let's test the kid. Let's test the kid. Let's see what it does, because I feel like Claudio will work him. Like there'll be a really cool moment there, and I don't necessarily think Hook should beat him. Like, I think Claudio should beat him, but I think that might be a really cool thing of Claudio being the personal mountain that Hook has to climb. Everybody else, he can throw all over the ring. He can put you to sleep with the red rum, but not Claudio. There's a really cool story there for him.
Hook has had 2 singles matches on TV since April 8th.
Nope. Not allowed.
Got to have more than that. Got to wrestle more than that. Matthew Plus has any info on where Mariah May lands. AEW has been interested in her. We reported that back in August. That's where I believe they're headed. Tristis says, is it a bad faith argument to say AEW doesn't tell stories now? Every single thing that happened tonight furthered the storyline. Yeah, but there was an awful lot of dumb stuff tonight too. The announcement wasn't needed. Jericho doesn't need to be involved in all the stuff he's involved in. There were a lot of elements of the Hung Bucks match that I was like, really? You got Willow getting a title shot off of a top contender match loss, which I don't like. There's a lot of things here that I look at and I go, okay.
The biggest problem that you have with women only get one match every show is you don't have an opportunity to have, let's say, for example, Nyla Rose wins 3 straight weeks. She wins an undercard match on Dynamite and looks really, really dynamic doing it. Beats up people. And then on the 4th Dynamite, she's got this title shot versus Sheeta. And we've actually been watching her beat other women to get there, as opposed to watching Willow get a number one contender match after number one contender match and lose those. And then she gets a title shot. That's not a good way to do it.
Yeah, and somebody said, well, Willow was not pinned in the contender match. I don't give a shit. There was a top contender match last week in which she did not win.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? What was the point?
Yeah.
What was the point of the match? Riddle me this. Do you know what Willow's last match was before that top contender match in which she didn't win?
Probably a loss.
It was a TBS title match in which she also did not win.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Listen, guys, not every criticism of the women's match booking or criticism of any company, whether it be AEW, WWE, any of that, requires a, yeah, but no, it didn't make any damn sense. Make it make sense. Make Sheeta say, you know what? Damn it. I want to give her this title match. Mm-hmm. I feel like she should have set up something that made sense within the context of the show. Right. People say, I like Willow on my screen. Me too. Guess what I like more? When it makes sense.
This is not a
criticism on the person. It is a criticism on make it make sense.
This is a common thread on the Sour Grap show on Fightful Select. I just want the ends to justify the means. Yes. I love Willow on my screen. Do the work to prove that she belongs there in storyline. Once you've done that, I have no complaints because I also love Willow on my screen. I just want the storyline putting her there to make sense. That's all. That's it.
And by the way, Sheeta beaten Willow in a pretty solid match. There have been some spots in Sheeta matches lately where I'm like, why wasn't that the finish? And specifically with pins, because they're pins that the opponent isn't kicking out of.
Right.
And the pins are just released and you go knee each time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know who is agenting those, but they should be like, all right, maybe get a little bit extra on that pin attempt or on that kick out. Because I've seen that finish multiple times of late where it goes pin that doesn't look like it's being kicked out of. Well, then she hits a knee and then she hits another knee after a near fall. And that's a wrap.
Yeah.
But, a lot of this was about the post-match. But what did you think of the match itself?
I love Willow, and I think that she and Hikaru Shida have fantastic chemistry. That's the only thing is I just wish that they had something that put Willow in this fight via some storyline. And as you said, Shida be like, I want her. I want to wrestle her, and that's all you need. I like this. I thought this match was really good. Having to hit Willow with several knees to keep her down. That's great. Willow Nightingale is one of those people I would call overdue. She's overdue for her title. Sure. I don't care which one that you give her, but she's overdue for one here. She had the Japan Strong one for a bit, but like she's overdue for her title. She's had amazing matches with Chris, with Sheeta, with Athena for the ROH title. She's overdue for her title. I have faith they'll put one on her, but I just don't want her to be overdue by the time they actually do that.
I mean, dating back to last year, they had her in Impact lose ROH world title match to Deonna Purrazzo. Mm-hmm. She lost the interim ROH title match in Dallas to Mercedes. She lost the TBS title match to Jade Cargill. She lost to Jade again a year ago. She lost to Athena in an ROH world title match in February. She finally beat Mercedes, but she wasn't supposed to beat Mercedes for that title.
She won the Owen. She won the Owen, but the Owen feels like because it was a one-time thing and they don't actually carry the thing around like to prove that they won it, it feels like it was forever ago.
But even then, while champion, she lost to the AEW women's title match at Forbidden Door, lost to Athena in July, lost to Chris, maybe 2 weeks ago, lost the top contender match, lost to Sheeta. At some point, I want that to be the story. I want that to be that. And it's hard for me to imagine that Mercedes doesn't want that match back. It's hard for me to imagine that.
Right.
Jordan says, with Willow and Sky paired again, where's this story going? Because now I'm not sure the story feels lost unless Julia gets some help to even things. And Stan says, it feels like TK doesn't have a clear plan with the women's division. And then we also had Tom LaValle saying, I'm exasperated by the absent lack of thought with the women's division in AEW. Sour about it. Wrong show, I know, but I'm sour. Listen, I'm not sour about the in-ring action besides the minor little thing that I mentioned earlier. It is make it make sense. The lights went out, which the Toni Storm stuff was funny. And
it was
Luther being her butler or whatever is incredible. And she is just like, LOL, no, and runs and knees her.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I loved everything about that. The Julia Hart thing, lights go out, lights come on. Julia gets a fair reaction. I mean, again, not a great crowd. And Willow like knows that she's there. And again, I don't have a problem with Willow not being spooked out by somebody who you know, she can beat up.
Right.
Sky Blue comes out, pretends she's attacking or that she's going to turn on Willow. Instead, she does something resembling spraying blue mist in Juilliard's face.
Just the collarbone area. Little Vicks Vapo Rub, because it was the same color as Vicks Vapo Rub.
Listen, the allergies are real bad in Kentucky right now. So she was just, I mean, she may have helped her. I don't know. She had some toilet bowl cleaner that she spit into her face. I don't know what would happen. It didn't work out too well there. I mean, I had heard that Sky was supposed to be doing something with Julia Hart. So I don't know what happened here.
I don't know either, but
I don't think it's, I don't think it's what was originally supposed to happen.
I do love Julia so much. Her reaction vocally after being misted was, "You stupid girl, curse you." Like, is great. But somebody was saying, I don't know where this is going unless Julia gets some help. Well, here's something I've been wanting for a while. If they're going to have Julia doing some stuff, why not give Julia as a partner slash minion Abaddon? Yeah. Julia Hart with Abaddon versus Sky Blue and Willow Nightingale could be a lot of fun. Just her basically sicking Abaddon on people would be pretty cool. I mean, that would be a fun thing to do in the undercard if you could ever get women to have two matches on a show. That would be a fun little program to run.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be good. And, you know, a lot of people... Well, a lot of people act like they want to see people when they're not around, and then they lose interest when they are around. Let's see what Abaddon's got. Let's see what they can do with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see how that works. Let's see what else we got. I think we got all the super chats for that one. Bako5 says, AW feel like it lost all the goodwill it had from the start. Seems like it needs to make and announce the fundamental changes, including leadership. I think that is just, that is very dramatic for a company that is about to get a large rights fee increase. Drew, whether it be 70,000, 80,000, whatever that may be. And yes, Abaddon does use they, them. Apologies for that. But I think it's very dramatic to say like, oh, I'm starting from the top leadership. I saw one article where they said the main thing is they need to fire the elite. Oh, brother, it's so ridiculous. Like, people jump to major like extremes, and I don't think that's necessary.
Right.
Bizarro Big L says, tragedy, Alex is breaking up with Sean. Don't need the heartache. Sean's dreams of a Doja Cat AEW crossover came true. Listen, I didn't think that was a thing that could really happen, so I didn't really have any dreams of such a thing happening.
You booked it, and you know it. Yeah, you're on the payroll. You made the whole thing happen.
I had people say, oh, wrestling journalist, you better not be asking about Doja Cat. I'm like, tough shit, friends. I've been asking about Doja Cat. I've done it in 4 interviews. Bailey looked at me like I was stupid. Too late. I already did it. She's like, I listen to Paramore, not Doja Cat. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now they need her at Full Gear. I would love that. But I think she'll be on tour then. But here's the funny thing. She will be, I'm going to miss her twice. Because I will be at a convention that weekend in North Carolina. She'll be in Charlotte the next night. I'll be back home at a Bengals game. Then she'll be in Columbus, and I was going to go to that. But it's Bengals-Jaguars that Monday night, and I can't pass that up. I love the Bengals more than anything. But he says, now they need her at Full Gear. Good show. I need Danhausen to appear from under the ring and dick punch humans. I was surprised we didn't see him in October or close to October.
Me too, Alex. I saw somebody pitch this on Twitter, and now I need it more than anything. When Danhausen comes back, he becomes obsessed with Timeless Tony Storm and does like a Phantom of the Opera gimmick, where like he's backstage doing crazy stuff because he's obsessed with the beautiful starlet.
Yes. Zach says, Fightful Rules, subscribe to Select and enjoy the awesome content. Yes, I would agree. FightfulSelect.com. I'm very proud of what we do over there. Just today, I had a bunch of news about AEW's women's division. I had news about WBD, NBA, USA Network, AEW, how it all goes together and how one domino can cause the others to fall. We broke news on a big indie match, Swerve versus Speedball. We had The List Goes On, which was the rec spec for tonight's announcement. And we officially broke the news of Tall Paul. Mm. Oh, boy. Mm. The Golden Jets defeated Angelo Parker and Matt Menard. Chris Jericho is kicking out of baseball bats to the face. And then at some point, Angelo Parker is like, I'm just going to commit attempted homicide in plain view of Aubrey Edwards. So my thing is like, okay, they're there to win a match. Like if Angelo Parker just wants to club Jericho in the face with a ball bat, he can do that on his own time. Like he doesn't have to do it during a match. He's not doing it to win the match because Aubrey's just there like, what the fuck? Like she's just sitting there watching. So this one wasn't for me. I had high hopes for Angelo Parker and Matt Menard after leaving Yas, but this one, this wasn't it for me. This didn't do it for me. And I know you're not big on it.
Afterwards, no.
I'll just roll it all in together to spare you.
Thanks.
Callis then wants a street fight, which I'll have some more news on. I think there's a sponsor involved with this. So we know how those turn out.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good.
I can't wait.
Looking forward but to
there's
that
been one. A lot of changes to it that I heard of because it was supposed to be significantly like less ingredients involved here. Like I think it was supposed to be Kenny and Coda. But instead it's Kenny,
but Jericho's got to be involved. How can Jericho not be involved? Jericho's got to be involved in everything, Sean.
There you go. Jericho's involved. Don Callis shows up and you know, he's like, well, you're still short a man. Because, you know, there's Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay involved as well.
Yeah.
And Chris Jericho says, oh, I've got somebody bigger. And Fightful Select had reported today who it was. And Don Callis.
As soon as he said it in the interview last week, I was like, it's Big Show.
Of course. Yeah. Don Callis, of whom has managed at least half a dozen people bigger than Hobbs in his career.
No one is bigger than Will Hobbs.
There is no one bigger than Hobbs. Not Golga, not Giant Silva, not Kurgan, not any of these people in which he has managed, not Bull Buchanan. None of these people are bigger than Will Hobbs. It's Paul White. It's Tall Paul. Tall Paul. Tall Paul has not wrestled in about 20 months. He has had Captain Insano gear made. Mm-hmm. But as our great moderator Luis points out, this needs to end with Hobbs spine-busting White into the center of the earth. Mm-hmm. This, you know what I thought was really cool? What was the show where Paul White and Mark Henry broke the ring? And it was the pay-per-view. They broke the ring. And if you remember, the last match of the show happened with the ring broken. I thought that was just so cool.
I don't remember that, but yeah.
It was a WWE pay-per-view. Somebody in the chat will remember. I mean, listen. I'm very excited for whatever shitstorm is going to occur 2 weeks from now in Ontario.
Okay. Well, that makes one of us.
I'm all about the content, Alex.
Yeah. I get it. Are we sure it's Ospreay and not Sammy Guevara?
Oh, is it? Is it Sammy?
I don't know. But like, Sammy's also a part of the family. I don't know if he's going to be cleared by then. I hope it's Sammy. I don't want Will dragged into this.
Okay.
Crap.
My bad. Somebody says don't think it's Ospreay. It's Sammy.
I mean, I don't know, but I would rather it wasn't that. Jerick, my Jericho is making me root against a team featuring Kenny and Kota. That is, and I'll never forgive him for that. Noel, I don't care. I'm sorry. The heels just have to win this. That's the biggest thing about all of this, is that when Don Callis says this is the greatest family ever assembled, he's not far off, certainly, with the potential of Hobbs, Sammy, Takeshita, Kyle Fletcher, Will Ospreay, whenever Will Ospreay's around. Like, he's not far off in saying that all that collection of talent is there, and they're all young and up and coming, and they're going to, like, get better and better, and hopefully in 5 years we'll look back at this time as this thing that really rocketed them all to superstardom. And what we don't need to think about looking back 5 years from now is that time that Chris Jericho pinned somebody to win a street fight in Ontario, California. Because that's just not something we need to see at all. And it's just no, please. That's all.
Oh man. I have confidence that Omega can make it interesting. What I've seen out of Ibushi hasn't necessarily inspired a ton of confidence.
Well, Ryan Ben asks, if Kyle ran directly at Paul, like, doesn't everyone know about his punch? Well, Kyle's only 24 and has never wrestled in a company that has an active big show. Perhaps he forgot, but he did sell the punch incredibly well, which was nice because that way Paul White didn't have to move. He just had to stand there and punch and stand there.
Sure. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate that. Luis brings up a good point. They could have just made this match a title eliminator with Cheetah and Willow.
Yeah, it's true.
Would have made a lot of sense. Matthew England says, I think a lot of AEW's issues are that Tony has way too much on his plate. Hire a separate booker creative team and let Tony be the decision maker. He has hired a lot of people. He has hired Will Washington and Jimmy Jacobs and Kevin Matthews and Chris Hero. So that is being done. I know a lot of people think that they know exactly what goes on back there. Listen, I cover this stuff every day of my life. I don't know what all goes on back there.
Right.
But I know that he is like constantly like delegating more and more, but he will be the guy with the final say, period. I know that Chris Hero has taken much more of a role in Ring of Honor as well. The ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Championship, the Mogul Embassy, defeat the Young Bucks to win the titles, thanks to Swerve. So they talked about these guys invoking their rematch clause.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the rematch clause in wrestling.
I loathe it. Yeah.
Not big into it. But
no.
The Hung Bucks lose as Hangman darts from the ring and abandons his teammates. Now, the only spot in the match I didn't like is when all three members of Mogul Embassy are watching, I think, Matt Jackson punch each one of them one by one.
No, that wasn't great.
It's like foot soldiers in a movie, which is funny because I heard at a stand-up show the comedian told Brian Cage last week that he looks like a Ninja Turtles villain,
which he does. He does, actually.
Accurate.
That's very true.
He looks like he's hanging out with Bebop and Rocksteady.
He does.
Yes. I'm here for the Mogul Embassy winning this. That was the Hung Bucks winning these titles was to put a light on the titles and ROH a little bit. Losing them was to get them back on the Mogul Embassy and to give Swerve another thing to prod at Hangman about. But how do you feel about this?
Shine a light on the titles and then never have the Hung Bucks show up on ROH TV programming or defend them against an ROH team or keep them long enough to defend them at an ROH pay-per-view or any of that. Also, apparently, if they had just kept them on the embassy, by now they would be the longest ever reigning AEW Trios champions. So they took them off of them to put them back on them. And along the way, they lost out on that record, which seems foolhardy. I like what they did within the match to build two separate storylines.
Yeah.
But, and I think that ROH titles primarily should be on ROH talent if the AEW talent that have them aren't going to appear on ROH, the streaming thing. If they're not going to go do that, then I don't know why they're on AEW talent. But I do love Swerve coming, Hangman running after him in a rage, abandoning the Bucks to lose the match. That shows how out of his mind with rage Hangman is. Also, speaking about out of their mind with rage, Matt Jackson just taking a chair and beating up a table with it.
He went full Jericho.
Jericho did that spot once
upon a time.
Yeah. So that seems to have been a catalyst to at least light a fire under the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks won a future AEW tag team title match at Wrestle Dream, and that, to my knowledge, has not been brought up since. So maybe they're going to get, because it's, you know, hey, Full Gear is in LA, so maybe that's where they get their AEW tag team title match against Big Bill and Ricky.
Maybe,
I don't know, but like they haven't brought it up at all, so maybe this is going to send them away from the Trios division of ROH and back into the tag division of AEW, which I would not mind at all.
Backstage, the Bucks are not happy that Chris Jericho is in their locker room or that Kenny Omega is buddy-buddy with them. They're like, we haven't forgotten what this guy did to our dad. We haven't forgotten about any of this. And Omega is very much like, well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, et cetera, et cetera. And Ryan Best says, after Hangman left the Trios match, there was not a single tag made by either team. Feels like bad match planning. And typically I'm an Elite fan. People often forget, and Aubrey mentioned this on a recent podcast, in AEW, it's a 10 count in the ring, not a 5 count. Like, that is often forgotten. Right. Often forgotten. And Metal Hot Bob Houston says, I noticed Matt got a dig in at Punk during the locker room segment. I think it's in everyone's best interest to move on and let it go. What did I miss there?
I don't know, man. On Raw, when Seth Rollins said, cry me a river to Drew McIntyre, like people in earnest on Twitter being like, oh my God, Punk, it's Punk. What's a Punk thing? It's Punk. And I was like, I think people are seeing Punk ghosts everywhere. I did not catch anything in this thing. I'll be happy to be proven wrong, but I did not hear that. So,
I'll just write a story on Fightful Select this weekend. I'll just do that. I'll just put it behind the paywall. I got Punk updates. I got what I can. But, I don't understand. He said there's been enough locker room drama. I mean.
I don't know.
There has been, though, not even related to Punk. I mean, Eddie Kingston and Sammy got into a fight, and then Andrade and Sammy got into a fight, and then Sammy and I'm sure somebody else got into a fight. And then there was the time Sammy got punched in the head by somebody else, I bet. And then there were a couple more times when Sammy fought.
So, all right, fine. I just loved Matt Jackson laying into Jericho, calling him a prick to his face. Was a lot of fun for me. I was like, you tell him, Matt Jackson. That's right. Everything you're saying is true. Good for you.
Man. brother. Patrick Faruga says, today I learned Giant Silva is the tallest Paulo in wrestling. The tallest Paul. Oh, very clever. Very clever. Adam Copeland comes out, talks about how much he has in common with Sting. He's like, yeah, we both got bad spines and necks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay, cool. Yes. The Christian Coalition come out. They're burying the baby faces. They're goading Adam Copeland. And Christian says, I'm going to retire Sting at Full Gear. Do you think this feud carries on for November, December, January, February, 4 full months to Full Gear? Because I'm going to say, yeah, probably, knowing AEW.
AEW cannot have a feud that lasts less than two pay-per-view cycles. At least this carries over to At World's End.
I mean, at this point, I was like, why is Takeshita even mad at Kenny? Like, I'd beat that dude's ass like two or three times. I'm good.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. This feels like this could be it. Honestly,
listen,
I would.
After the Bengals beat the Chiefs three times, I was like, we're good. We don't ever need to face them again. Right. I don't need it.
No, this ends at Full Gear for good.
Oh, my bad. He says he's gonna retire him at Full Gear. What I meant was, do you think that they carry this individual feud to Revolution?
Right.
My apologies. That I misspoke there.
Yeah, he's gonna retire him at Full. He says I'm gonna retire him at Full Gear. He might want to retire at Revolution. I'm gonna retire him early. Yes, basically what he said.
And my question was, do you think that somehow they continue this single feud to Revolution?
I would rather it be an extension of this feud, particularly because Christian's been doing such fantastic work, and I would not mind it at all if that was the guy who got to be a part of Christian's of Sting's last stuff. But I would like it to be a culmination of stuff and not just like, a random thing. Like, yeah, hey, you know what? It's my last match. Me and Darby. How about me and Darby versus FTR? You know, just for the hell of it. You know, I don't want it to be an exhibition. I want it to be a culmination of something, like something in a storyline, as opposed to like when Edge was like, you know what? It's my last time doing SmackDown in Toronto. How about me versus Sheamus? Never fought Sheamus before. Why not? Like, it didn't feel like it was the storyline that demanded the match also happened to be the last match in the promotion. I would rather it be like storyline making it happen.
1LT Photo says, Darby entering the ring tonight needed Sonic the Hedgehog rings. One of my favorite memes. Edge and Christian already having a match. Jericho? Well, yeah, I mean, Adam Copeland coming into this company. There is one gigantic elephant in the room that is so gigantic you cannot avoid it in Christian Cage.
I respect the hell out of him for pretending he wasn't going to have a match with Christian for like all of 6 weeks. I mean, that took a while. He's definitely doing this. You know, Christian saying I'm gonna break your neck, so now I'm gonna kick your ass, blah blah blah. Darby trying to get involved and having the Sonic rings beaten out of him. This is all good. We're moving to this six man tag that we knew we were going to get by the time we got to Full Gear, and here it is.
Metal Hot Bob Houston says your World Series champion Texas Rangers. Man, about time. I don't think they had won one, had they? I think they were
in the World Series in 2011, but didn't win it. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. This is their first one. They started technically they started as the Senators in 61, but they've been the Rangers in 72, never won the World Series, but they were there, I think, a couple years in a row. I think they were there in 2010 and 2011 as well.
Yeah.
We got Kevin Seat saying, no disrespect to Tall Paul, but Lance Archer could be this big man piece here, and you could use Suzuki to connect him and Jericho. I mean, I understand Jericho probably views Lance Archer on a different plane, so to speak, and I love Lance Archer. I think he's great. I would much rather watch him wrestle than Tall Paul.
Yeah.
I understand that Jericho probably wants to do a little something with his buddy, but man...
Yeah, no, it's great. Let's get all the whole gang back together from 1997. It'll be fantastic.
Listen, that 2008 SmackDown roster was stacked. AthleticGreens.com/Fightful. Man, this is my go-to supplement, my go-to multivitamin, but it's so much more than a multivitamin. By the way, you want to be drinking your multivitamin. It absorbs a lot better. I take one scoop of AG1 from AthleticGreens.com/Fightful, put it in my 8 ounces of water, drink it down, and I'm good to go. I got a multivitamin that covers so much. Minerals, probiotics, that's why you never see me getting sick. You got your adaptogens, antioxidants, you've got a digestive enzyme. They all work together for a stronger foundation for your health. A free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2, plus five free travel packs when you use athleticgreens.com/Fightful. By the way, it also helps recovery. So if you've had a tough workout, this athleticgreens.com/Fightful AG1 product is really going to help you out. They've got doctors, they've got endurance athletes, people with PhDs, the professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School, David Sinclair, putting this thing over. athleticgreens.com/Fightful. That immunity support, that digestive support, that multivitamin, all at athleticgreens.com/Fightful. MJF had a lot going on tonight.
He did.
They had Blue him line. On a video call with Adam Cole, mm-hmm. who is growing out the beard. Roddy pops up. Now, the Roddy segments are not for everybody. For me, I look at it and I'm like, all right, this is the most over these three have been mm-hmm. on cable TV. This side of Undisputed Era, outside of that. Adam Cole says, MJF, you should reach out to Samoa Joe for some help.
Yes.
You should. Mm-hmm. JP says,
listen, I'll say this right now. I would much rather be MJF and Samoa Joe versus the Guns than another MJF handicap match. Because I'm about at my wit's end with MJF and handicap matches.
Well, then, yeah, he'll have a partner. He will have a partner.
Okay.
JP says, Adam Cole looks like the main character from Misery. Later on, Roderick Strong and the Kingdom are telling Adam Cole, like, we can't believe he didn't reach out to us. Mm-hmm. And Cole's like, shut up. And hangs up on him. Mm-hmm. And Roderick Strong is upset. He also has a giraffe that he's carried with him the last couple yes. of weeks, which mm-hmm. I hate that he does it because Denise Salcedo has a giraffe that often appears on her live streams. Mm. I'm on a first-name basis with it. Tomgi. Mm-hmm. So she got to use it for her, Tomgi the giraffe. Yeah. Well, how are you feeling about Roderick Strong right now? The vignettes weren't for me, but like this is better than what he was doing before, which was nothing.
I really want Roddy Strong to be the guy in the devil mask because then it was like he was throwing us as far off the scent as possible by being this annoying in a comedy role. Like, I get that's the point, that he's supposed to be annoying, but he's doing it so well that, like I love Roddy Strong in the ring. Are we ever going to get that again? Like, because I want more of that, because he's great.
He's got a neck injury.
Yeah, I know. A neck injury that was given to him by Samoa Joe in July, and I want my Roddy Strong wrestling
he's
again.
Got a neck brace. He has to wear it. For the sake of his own safety, he yeah. has to wear it. It's like Roman Reigns with his vest a few years ago. Yeah, that guy true. Who was like, you are putting his health in danger here, yeah. Alex. He yeah. has to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You piece of shit. Wardlow runs right into MJF and he's like, I'm going to take everything from you
yes.
when you least expect it. Just like you did me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. I mean, MJF didn't really.
Right, I know. I know.
He did.
It's not a one-to-one story, but I appreciate him just still wanting to kick MJF.
Yeah, me too. He should want to kick. He should want to face MJF straight up for the world right. title because he's got MJF's number. He whipped MJF's ass and it wasn't close. Right. But MJF didn't take anything from him.
Right? Yeah.
A little attention, maybe.
I love MJF getting so mad about being surprised and put up against a wall by Wardlow that he throws his clipboard onto the ground that has yes. the list of people he's going to do. And he picks it up and it's all shattered. And he goes, damn it. Now I need a new clipboard. And he walks past the acclaimed. And you know, Max says something, the caster says something stupid, and then he walks off again. And then Bowen's gonna say, damn it, Max, now we hit here for no reason.
Yes,
those two lines popped me harder than I think any two comedy lines this entire year. Those were great.
So they threaded this in and out. The acclaimed is trying to recruit MJF MJF is more worried about vandalizing Darby's locker room by writing emo bitch. He went to that locker room. He went to Kenny Omega's, and Chris Jericho answered, which I saw Phil say. He was like, that is the most like unintentionally accurate Chris Jericho thing ever.
Chris Jericho is literally everywhere.
Yes.
That's just it, man.
MJF is trying. He's just trying to find partners, and he can't. And he's like, I still got one group to ask, and the camera pans over and it's Jay Lethal, Satnam Singh, Sanjay, Karen. I love the reaction that they got. Like, it is very self-aware of them to have done that. Like, I thought that was really great. Mm-hmm. Positive to say about them?
That if every match that Jeff Jarrett had was replaced by a hook match, this past how many months? Like, how much better would the world be if every Jeff Jarrett match was replaced by a hook match? Wouldn't that be great?
No, because then you wouldn't have got this reaction. And also, I mean, this shot was great in establishing, especially to Don Callis, that Satnam Singh is not bigger than Will Hobbs as well.
No, Will Hobbs there's no dwarfs money. Satnam Singh. That's crazy.
It is the Acclaim. They said, you're going to have to wear this, and it's in a trash bag, and MJF comes out. And he's wearing pink gear, pink boots. He's got a pink scarf and a Scissor Me shirt. It doesn't do him much good because Switchblade Jay White pins MJF. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of scissor teases throughout this match, Switchblade pins MJF. Now, this has been a rarity. I feel like MJF got pinned. I feel like he's been pinned one time, maybe, that I can think of in the past year or so. Maybe I'm wrong. But he ain't eating pins very often. Like, almost never eating pins. Mm-mm. And this is to set up the full gear match. The Guns in there working with their dad. And I just find it very funny when Billy Gunn's like, hey, sons, suck it!
Yeah.
While pointing at his penis.
Yeah. yes.
How'd you feel about this match?
I don't know. I'm kind of done with the Acclaimed. I was really excited because I thought this was going to be a catalyst for the Acclaimed versus Juice and the Guns at Full Gear, and then Juice and the Guns could beat them, and I wouldn't have to see the Acclaimed as the Trios champs for a while because I'm kind of just done with the Acclaimed. But I forgot that the Guns have the ROH tag title thing. So they can't do that. I really love the idea. I think they could do a lot with the Trios titles with the Bullet Club Gold. I think that could be a lot of fun. Jay White pinning Max. Did Max get? I think Max took the pin in that match he and Adam had against FTR, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so. You're right. So you're right. That's the last one I remember.
I think that's the only two. So like Jay White keeping the title with him, like he's the challenger who gets to take the belt with him to the ring at Full Gear. I would love it if Jay White won. I think there's a really cool thing you can do there. I want somebody like Jay White to get a huge rub from being the guy to beat MJF. And I think if you have Jay White win it at Full Gear, then you build to MJF getting a rematch for the title at World's End. And if he beats Jay White and gets it back, then, hey, he's here. Good for him. We love MJF. But if he loses that rematch and Jay White carries it into the new year, well, then we don't know what's going on with MJF. I feel like that's the cleanest way to do it, is to have that kind of an intrigue there. But I don't know. Not really sure.
After this match, which, by the way, Switchblade gets the win. That's big, whether or not it telegraphs the finish of Full Gear or not. Mm-hmm. This was an important Bullet Club Gold win as well. They beat the Trios champions and the world champion. So, right. I mean, that's pretty significant there. After this, Max Caster takes a belt shot from Jay White for MJF. Now, this match was like, it was like a theoretical AEW world title match because MJF was going to get the belt back, the physical belt back. if he won. As it stands now, Jay White's just going to carry that title belt into Full Gear because I guess AEW just doesn't care. And
that's like a weird thing to me. Somebody should care about that.
Yes. Then Billy Gunn berates MJF and he's like, "You will scissor this man. You will do it." Because Max Caster was just down there like this. A nice ending to the show. They got an overrun to scissor, Alex.
Yeah. It's important that we do the scissor.
It is important that we do the scissoring.
Yeah.
We do have, by the way, Penta versus Vikingo versus Commander, Sky Blue versus Marina Shafir, Daniels and Sydal versus the Guns. We had all those announced for Rampage and then for Collision, Swerve versus AR Fox. I'm glad that's getting some a bow put on it.
Yeah, that would be nice. That they finally do that. That's good. At least we get the story finishing out there in a real way. Would be good.
Well, I hope we don't. I hope what we get is a great back and forth match. And after AR Fox almost beats him, Swerve's like, "Come back home."
That's what I would prefer. Yeah. I don't see that happening, but that's what I want. I want that.
Yes.
Because honestly, if you're facing Hangman, maybe the Young Bucks are still there. You need all the help you can get. Another man wouldn't hurt. So I think Swerve is smart enough to realize that.
I objectively love that they're doing an acclaimed 69-day celebration. That is funny. Archer versus Darby. That is going to hump. That is going to be psychotic. But Trent and Daniel Garcia for Rampage as well. Sheldon says, question, should we expect a title theft storyline for Full Gear every year now? Last year for Full Gear, Nyla Rose stole the title. This year, Switchblade steals it. I feel like they should do it again next year, but it'd be thwarted. The annual robbery is thwarted.
That'd be good.
I'd like to see that. Cody Bondra says that Max was amazing in the main event. I admire Max for his ability to be able to do everything physically, like what you see in the Kenny Omega match, but have the ability to get absolutely nothing over. And I don't mean like he doesn't get anything over. I mean he gets body slams and front drop kicks over.
Yes.
And headlock takeovers over and all that.
Like, how is the kangaroo kick still over when he's not doing it to Australian people? I don't know, but it works. It absolutely works.
Alex, tell the people where they can find you. I believe we got all the super chats. This is the one that we missed. MJF defends the ROH tag titles with Samoa Joe.
Has that been announced formally?
No,
because
I think that's
what I would want.
Yes, I think that would be the way to go. I think that would be a good one.
Yeah. I'm with that. Yeah. I mean, certainly the match should happen, whether or not he is successful in defending them with Samoa Joe,
sure,
or Samoa Joe deliberately sandbags him and ruins that to screw over Max, might be a thing that they might do as well. You can find me on the Twitter X at Alex Sourgraps, over on FIFA Select, reviewing Raw on Mondays and, reviewing SmackDown while watching Rampage and a little watch along on Fridays, and Collision as well. And then on Tuesdays with Miss Kate Faye, with Kate Elizabeth, talking about NXT. This Friday will be a taped episode of Get the Flick Out of Here on Jimmy Van's sister station, Know Your News. We will be reviewing the Masters of the Universe movie from 1987, starring Dolph Lundgren and Frank Langella. I had not watched that in 20 years. Wow, it's a trip going back to old memory lane, man.
Do yourself a favor. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. It's the best $5 in the business, best $54 a year in the business. I know a lot of you might be like, why would I spend money on that? You're going to get news first. You're going to get news more accurately, and you'll be able to ask questions about it. When you see these aggregator accounts and you say, hey, can you provide some more detail on? The answer is no, they can't. We can. Head over there. Subscribe. Today, we had The List Goes On. It's our Reckless Speculation podcast. Thursday, we've got Ask Grapsity, so get your Q&A in there. Friday, in addition to Sour Graps after SmackDown or whenever the hell Alex is doing it this weekend, you've got You've got my Q&A show as well. So ask whatever questions that you want there. Saturday. Oh, also you got Coexisting After Dark with Rob and Maggie. Saturday is the Sands of Blind or whatever the hell it is Alex calls.
Sands of Blind. That's right.
Sands of Blind. There you go, damn it. Sunday, you're going to have the Weekender podcast with Steven Jensen covering everything we don't cover here on the main channel. And then Monday, we just restart the cycle again. Sour Graps Raw and the Backstage Report podcast. And that's in addition to all the bonus shows and all that stuff. FightfulSelect.com. Also, if you want tier two, you get early access to all our interviews and features. Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.